Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. We always appreciate your loyal ear. On today's episode, as promised, we speak with Chantal Lavigne about the project that she submitted to the town of Sutton as a part of its participatory budget to bring a dog park to the municipality. Chantal chats with us about her dog park project and the history behind the project and the role that she hopes it will play in the community once it's brought to life. Chantal, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI all about your dog park project that you submitted to the town of Sutton as a part of its participatory budget process. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for the interest.
It's my pleasure. So Chantal, like I mentioned, we're here today to chat about the project that you submitted to the town of Sutton as a part of its participatory budget, one of the first times it has carried out this process. And your project received the most votes from Sutton citizens, and so it will finally see a dog park here in the municipality. I just had the chance to chat with Andrew, who is the other winner of the participatory budget, about his turtle crossing project and what kind of inspired him. So I just wanted to start off by asking you why you thought this would be a great project to bring here to the municipality and kind of what sparked the idea behind that.
Well, first of all, I love dogs, and it started over like 10 years ago. Wow. When I got my first dog. At that time, of course, there was no dog parks. I don't think it was really a thing back then either. Mm-hmm. It's just in the past few years that it's really grown in a lot of municipalities. I did mention it about like 10 years ago to the council at that time. Obviously, we didn't get a dog park. It's just really in the past, I would say, 4 years that I've really pushed the boundaries to say, okay, listen, we really need a dog park. There's no area to walk our dogs here. I started taking my own dog to Knowlton, to Bromont. I was just looking, you know, an area, because I live in an apartment, so I have no space to run. And I really love the community that develops in these dog parks. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've met so many people I never would have met anywhere else. Even the last mayor that was here a few years ago, I almost thought that I was going to get him on board. I even have had a few meetings with him and another person from the town, and they were, you know, sort of giving me the runaround. I was getting really frustrated. So then in the past couple of years, especially when COVID hit and all these people moved in.
Yes.
And I noticed more and more dogs. It's so crazy. We have no place to go. So a lot of us would take them up to the cemetery, which did not go well with a few people. So we couldn't go there. People were complaining. We couldn't go to the park, the municipal park here. People were complaining. Even walking on the bike path, we would have our dogs on leash, and people still complained. So I was getting a little bit
frustrated.
Yeah, we have these pets, and we want to walk and you know, socialize and all that. It was just no, no, no everywhere. When I did present my project, not with the whole plan or anything like that, and I still got, you know, the, oh, we have no money, oh, we have no space. Then they said, well, we're going to have this
participatory budget. It's a hard word to say, I know.
So I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do everything you want me to do. I'm going to jump through the hoops and do the whole thing. And so then I laid out my plan. I did the research. I even, you know, I took pictures of dog parks from other places. I contacted the town of Lac-Brome to have the measurements of their own park, how much it costs. I even contacted a place in Waterloo that does the fencing.
Okay.
And all these people were super nice. You know, they sent me, the guy in Waterloo actually actually went to their dog park. I'm like, you don't have to do that. Well, he says, no, I'm going to. He went and measured and sent me graphs and everything and submissions. And so I put all of that in my report. I had an online change.org.
Yes, like a petition.
Yeah, petition. I had, I think, over 500 signatures. And another person had also started a petition. She had over 400, something like that, signatures. So the interest was there.
The need was there.
I just didn't understand why the town just kept. I mean, I know there's always going to be more important projects, but still, it's still something that people needed. If you're going to attract people to your town, there's little things that you need to do, you know, not always just the big things that are take years to build or stuff like that. So
you finally submitted that project and now you finally got the approval to go ahead with it.
I did. Even till the last minute, I was, when they had the voting polls, they had a little table at the flea market. So a couple of Saturdays when they were there, I would go even at the flea market. People were complaining about the dogs. Oh. So I was walking around with my dog and talking to people and saying, you know, if you don't like dogs around here and there and everywhere, now's your chance. Go vote for a dog park. We're going to get out of your hair.
Well, that's great news that, you know, Sutton is finally going to see this space because, like you mentioned, it's a lot of municipalities have these spaces now. I'm curious to learn a little bit more about what you hope to see this dog park look like. I didn't know if you're able to highlight that a little bit more in the features that you hope to see in the park. I know sometimes they include little infrastructures or anything and little things like that. So I didn't know if maybe you wanted to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah. Obviously there's always the basic needs, you know, benches, some shade, some water, poop bags, garbage. But I really got excited when, even before it was accepted, and I talked to Jonathan Fortin, I don't want to mix up his name, but when he called me to let me know which land would be available for that, he was mentioning, you know, things that we could do with leftover material that the town has, you know, to build little games for the dogs. So I got all excited about that. I'm like, finally, somebody who is sort of like, you know, on the same page as me. And then when we won, I figured I was almost disappointed because I was so used to, you know, doing research and talking to people and all that. I was disappointed that I was winning. But then I figured, oh, no, I'm going to start on another project and, you know, find what kind of stuff we can make for the dogs with material that the town has. So I've already have a whole file set up ready to show them. And
that's lovely. So you're going to like create little obstacle courses for them kind of. And great.
We've noticed that the dogs really love doing that.
Yeah.
In the morning, because I take my dog for a walk in the morning. So we go to the municipal park here when there's nobody. And we use the skate park and the slides and the stuff like that. So we have their treats and we make them run up and down the structures that they have for the skate park and make them go up the slide, down the slide. And it's a good way to teach them, you know, not tricks, but, you know, listening and paying attention and all that stuff. So it's all good for their mental, which will, you know, help with the barking and the aggressiveness. They need all that learning.
Yeah, it gives a learning experience for them and it gives them the chance to also get out and about.
Yes.
Where will it be exactly? Are you able to point out where it would be located?
It's off Academy. So you just go up Academy, you pass Highland, which is the one from the school. You just pass that, go straight up. And it's a little side street on the left. you go, there's maybe four houses on that, okay, on that street, and it's way at the end and it's an open field.
So it's kind of a little bit outside of town. That way they have more space to run around and everything.
And not so close to people, not so close to houses, which is all, you know, in the requirements.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad.
So it's funny because it's that I never thought really of that space, and it's even better than what I had asked previously. So
Now that this project will get off the ground very soon, how do you hope that it will benefit the community? You were speaking a little bit about that at the beginning, but how do you hope that this space will benefit residents in Sutton or even people from visiting the area?
It's going to benefit the dogs, obviously, you know, but also the people, because I've met so many people. Well, actually, all the people that I've met, and I've been here over 30 years, and there's not one person that I knew before. And they're all different people that I never would have met, you know, doctors, actors, elders, even people that don't have dogs come and see us because they just love animals.
Yeah.
And they can't have them, you know, there's either they're in an apartment or they're, you know, just not able to have an animal. No, it's really good. We talk to each other about different things, you know, tips and tricks. We give each other advice on vets, groomers, and so it's really fun to see the interaction that we have all together.
So it's not just a great place for socialization for the dogs, but for the community as well.
Absolutely.
Being able to take part in the participatory budget must have been an experience from when I spoke with Andrew. He said it was quite an experience going through that. So I didn't know if you wanted to maybe talk about that, you know, and participating in that. And
actually, I probably had an advantage sort of in front of those people because I have been working on this project for so long and I was ready, you know, I had all my stuff together and now it was just to present it to other people that probably did not have an inkling that we needed something like that. Either they don't have a dog or, you know, or they just don't like dogs or something like that. But, and it was so good for me too, because I went to all the little, things that they had, the activities, and I met different people and I heard about these other projects that interested me as well. So obviously in the next budget, I'm going to help these other people and try to get their projects off the ground.
Yeah. So it just kind of gives the community the chance to bring projects to life that they want to see happen.
Yeah. And I do like this because it's not just, it's really the citizens deciding what they want. It doesn't come down to the town really to say, well, no, we're showing them that that is what we want.
Yes.
We voted for you to work for us. So,
yes.
You know, we're showing them.
Yes.
So, no, I really like this, the way it all worked out.
Yeah. And you hope they'll do it again next year.
Absolutely.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Chantel, but please feel free to mention anything about your project or about the participatory budget that you would like to bring up that maybe I didn't mention in my questions.
I'm happy that finally we're going to get it. Maybe we'll talk again once it's open.
Yes.
And, have a big party.
That's what I'm wondering. Do you know when you plan on starting this project? Is it more of a next year?
With the budget, they said that it has to be done by the end of 2024.
Okay, great. So people should keep an eye out for that.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm not done. I'm going to be, as soon as I see steps, I'm going to encourage them and tell everybody where it is and how to get there and all that.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Chantel, for chatting with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I also had the chance to speak with Sylvie Gregoire, who is the head of the steering committee for the participatory budget for the town of Sutton. She provides CIDI listeners with some insights on the participatory budget and the positive role that it can play for citizens looking to have their voices heard and to bring a project to their community. Sylvie, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with CIDI about the Town of Sutton's participatory budget, which was a first for the municipality. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So, Sylvie, like I mentioned, we are here today to discuss the Town of Sutton's participatory budget, which was a first for Sutton. And you were overseeing the process, from my understanding, with other members that formed a steering committee. And so I just wanted to get a sense as to how this first round of the participatory budget went. When I spoke to the two chosen project winners, Andrew and Chantel, they seemed to really enjoy it. So I just wanted to get some comments from you as to how the first participatory budget went for Sutton.
Well, that's good to hear that the participants, the project leads, enjoyed it, because that's one of the objectives of this whole idea, this whole project of participatory budget, is to get citizens to participate and to create links among citizens and relationships and get to know your neighbors. So that's really one of the objectives. So it's good to hear that it went well for them. Coming back to our own committee, so first of all, a committee was formed, and I was asked to chair the committee. And it is a citizen committee. So we do have two councillors sitting on the committee, but it's really citizen-led. We work with the majority, of you know, decisions being made by the majority of members of our committee. So it's really citizens that are leading this process. So we were mandated to put together that first edition. And what we did at first was to study different models that have been used by other towns, even in other countries. This process has been used in some cases for a number of years. So we looked at different models to see which ones would fit our context, the culture here, as well as the budget and the constraints that we had, and came up with that was the first step, what we call the rules of the game, which are sort of the rules of engagement, what type of projects, the calendar, what are the different steps. And we then proposed this to the town council. It was up to them. We're a consultative committee, so it's up to the council to make decisions. So this was submitted to them, and they thought it worked well, so then we started working.
Okay, and this is just for my curiosity, through your research, do you know if other Eastern Townships municipalities have done this, or...
Yes, Granby has done it, and Knowlton actually had their own edition as well. It was quite different. It was sort of like a form. I understand the form that you sent in, but in what we wanted to do was to really maximize the participation of citizens, and as well, as I said, create links and be amongst the citizens, so to have teams work together. So that's why we added a step where we had sort of an ideas generation workshop, an ideas improvement session.
Yeah, Andrew was mentioning that to me, that people who submitted projects got the chance to work together and to help each other.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of people had never heard of a participatory budget, so we had to communicate that in a variety of different means, through information sessions, virtual, in-person, newsletters, the network, social networks, etc. Mm-hmm. And the first step was to have an ideas generation workshop where the public was invited to come in, and we had sort of brainstorming sessions and to sort of prompt people to think, what would we need here to improve the quality of life? What types of projects? And then people went off. Some teams were formed then. People went off, and some people didn't participate in this activity. Just already at the get-go, they knew what they wanted to propose, so they worked on their own. But some people got some teams going. So it really created a small buzz in the community, and that's one of the objectives that we had.
Yeah, that's actually a great leeway into my next question. I was going to say, you know, working with the participants throughout this process, what positive role did you see the participatory budget playing in the community over these last few months? You're kind of highlighting it a little bit, but I didn't know if you wanted to go into more detail about that.
As I said, we were hoping that citizens would come together to work on ideas, and that, as I said, did happen. And even if it didn't happen at the beginning, when we had the ideas improvement network, people could work on projects that were developing and give their input. So some people got to know their neighbors and know other citizens through those exercises.
And what was that for you, Sylvia, you know, being a part of the steering committee for the participatory budget, what was your favorite part about being able to take part in the steering committee?
Well, it was a creative exercise. That first part where we looked at different models and sort of came up with our own customized version of it, that was really interesting. Our steering committee is made out of super people, very dedicated, very forward thinking. Lots of ideas came up, and it was great. And actually, some of these people I'd never met, so I got to meet some new people myself through this committee. And then those workshops, the two workshops that I mentioned, both of those were really a great opportunity to see how the community got together and worked together and different ages. Plus, when we had the voting period, we had a stall, a table at the Saturday Market in Sutton, which is a very popular venue, and we got to meet a lot of the passers-by who had not heard yet about this whole process, and we got to explain how it worked, and people gave some feedback, and generally were really interested and thought it was a great idea to have citizens involved in the municipal democracy and have them have citizens propose their own projects as well as choose the one that they wanted. So it's not imposed on them by their council, but they can make their voices heard as well through proposing projects and or by voting on their preferred projects. So it's a win-win situation.
And do you think other municipalities should take on this participatory budget? Do you think it would be a positive move for other municipalities in the Eastern Townships as well?
Absolutely. I think it's a great exercise. Nowadays, there's a lot of bad blood with respect to politics and you know, confrontation. And this is a really positive exercise where people work together. They have their say. They can themselves propose projects. So sometimes when you want to change things in your municipality or even broader in your province or whatever, you think, well, my only way to change things is to either get involved myself in politics, which a lot of us don't want to do, or, you know, approach my deputy representative. But this way, without taking that route, you can make your voice count, and you can make your ideas, put your ideas out there. And if other citizens think that they make sense and they'd like to see that happen, well, they can vote for it. Mm-hmm. So it's really a way to get involved in your community without going through the whole political route.
And do you know if the municipality plans on doing this again next year? I don't know if you're in charge of this moving forward or how that works, but I didn't know if you could comment on that.
We made a final report, and in there we had a number of recommendations, one of them being that all of the projects, even those that weren't retained or didn't make the cut or weren't voted in, that all of them be brought to the attention of our councils. Mm-hmm. So that they hear about citizens' preoccupations and what they'd like to see happen, because maybe they could, these things could happen through the normal budgeting exercise of the town. So that was one recommendation. And the second one was, we recommended that this be take place again and again and again, as often as the town is willing to do it, because our committee is willing to continue to lead this if the council wants us to. And definitely, I think, I mean, it's up to the council to decide, but the fact that citizens were really engaged, we got, we were hoping for maybe 15 projects and 29 were produced. So there was great interest in the projects, great interest in the workshops, as well as almost 19% participation in the voting portion of it, which is really, really good. Usually, from statistics we got from some consultants, it's between 1 and 3% participate in the process in other areas, other towns. So we got 19% in our first edition, which is really a strong, very strong signal that citizens are interested in this process.
And the two chosen projects for the first participatory budget, which is, of course, a dog park and the turtle crossing project. How do you hope to see these projects unfold? I didn't know if you wanted to comment on these projects for our listeners as well.
Generally, the projects that were proposed, they tended to be around the concept of, we need places to gather, we need places to meet other people. So a lot of them had this common thread in them. And I would say, maybe not for the turtle crossing, but for the dog park, it is a gathering place. I can see it's for people who, dog owners for sure, but still it does answer this need to have a place to meet other people. And I think it really meets a need that the population expressed, has been expressing for some time. And the turtle crossing, the more we met people, citizens, everybody thought it was really, really cool, really neat. And it shows that here in Sutton, we're concerned for the well-being, yes, of our citizens for sure, but also of all of the animals, the nature that surrounds us, and we want to protect the turtles amongst other animals that are our neighbors as well. One thing that I'd like to mention is that even though our committee worked really hard to put all of this together, and I thank every one of our members. It was a lot of hours, but great work from everybody. But if this wouldn't have worked well, if the citizens hadn't been so engaged in Sutton, people are quite involved in their community, and that's a reflection of that situation.
Well, thank you so much, Sylvie. Those are all the questions that I had for you regarding the participatory budget, but please feel free to mention anything else that you would like people to be aware of that I may not have mentioned in my questions.
One thing is, even those projects that unfortunately didn't make it to the last stages, or that weren't the ones that were chosen by citizens, I invite not only I, but our committee and the town, if and when we have a further session or further edition of the participatory budget, we invite people who did propose projects to do it once more. These are valuable, important projects, and it's not because they didn't work the first time that they can't be chosen during the next edition.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Sylvie. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Well, that wraps up today's episode of Township's Daily News Bits, speaking with Chantal Lavigne and Sylvie Gagois about the Town of Sutton's participatory budget and some of the projects that emerged from this process. We hope that you enjoyed our conversation. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.